A lack of emotional health in the early years of my ministry almost cost me everything. My marriage, my family, my work, and my own well-being. Just as my ministry leadership seemed to be reaching full swing, Jerry, my wife, slowly began to protest that something was desperately wrong. Wrong with me and wrong with the church. I knew she might be right, so I kept trying to implement different discipleship emphases that to a certain degree helped me. My conversation with myself went something like this. More Bible study, Pete. That will change people. Their minds will be renewed. Changed lives will follow. No, it's body life. Get everyone in deeper levels of community, in small groups. That will do it. Pete, remember, deep change requires the power of the Spirit. That can only come through prayer. Spend more time in prayer yourself and schedule more prayer meetings at New Life. God doesn't move unless we pray. No, these are spiritual warfare issues. The reason people aren't really changing is you are not confronting the demonic powers in and around them. Apply scripture and pray in Jesus' authority for people to be set free from the evil one. Worship, that's it. If people will only soak in the presence of God in worship, that will work. Remember Christ's words from Matthew 25? We meet Christ when we give freely to the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, those sick, unknown, in prison. Get them involved in serving among the poor. They will change. No, Pete, you need people to hear God in an exceptional way and have prophetic insight. They will finally break the unseen chains around people. Enough, Pete. People don't really understand the grace of God and the gospel. Our standing before God is based on Jesus' record and performance, not our own. It is His righteousness, not ours, pounded into their heads every day, as Luther said, and they'll change. There is biblical truth in each of these perspectives. I believe all of them have a place in our spiritual journey and development. You no doubt have experienced God in His presence through one or more of these in your walk with Christ. The problem, however, is that you inevitably find, as I did, something is still missing. In fact, the spirituality of most current discipleship models often only adds an additional protective layer against people growing up emotionally. When people have authentic spiritual experiences, such as worship, prayer, Bible studies and fellowship, they mistakenly believe they are doing fine, even if their relational life is fractured and their interior world is disordered. Their apparent progress then provides a spiritual reason for not doing the hard work of maturing. They are deceived. I know. I lived that way for almost 17 years. Because of the spiritual growth in certain areas of my life and in those around me, I ignored the glaring signs of emotional immaturity that were everywhere in and around me. In our more honest moments, most of us will admit that much like an iceberg, we are made up of deep layers that exist well beneath our day-to-day awareness. As the illustration titled Iceberg Model shows, only about 10% of an iceberg is visible. This 10% represents the ways we conduct ourselves and the changes we make that others can see. We are nicer people, more respectful. We attend church and participate regularly. We clean up our lives somewhat by addressing any issues with alcohol and drugs, to foul language, to illicit behavior, and beyond. We begin to pray.